The other
attack
one
dog.
Is
shit.
Let's try it again. One more time. I got this.
It's me, Mario.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan. What's up?
Hello.
Yo.
See.
So, I don't really have an opening topic. How was your week?
A lot of genitals.
That's all I got.
My week was great.
A lot of genitals? Is that what you said? Stefan, how was yours?
It was good.
Did you just tip over my box? Oh, I see what you're doing there. All right, let's see. What do I have on tap for today? Got some gaming news. We're going to have some trivia. You guys want to know what the trivia topics are today?
Yeah, let's hear it.
You guys want to know the answers?
Lay it on me, Raiden.
The trivia topics
Hold
today.
On, give us the answers and we have to guess the question.
What is?
Switch it up.
I'll give you one of the wrong answers. We're going to have some Kirby Superstar questions, God of War 2, GoldenEye 007 makes a return. A couple Call of Duty Black Ops, Animal Crossing, Castlevania, Dead Rising, Elder Scrolls, and Fallout.
Wow, that's pretty diverse.
So I know about half of those.
Well, this is to expand your horizons.
It kind of sounds like there's like a topic for each of us. We could end up in a three-way tie.
Well, the tiebreaker question is Need for Speed.
We actually have a tiebreaker question this time?
We had one last time, you just weren't here. We didn't have to use it, but I had it.
Wait, how many trivia? You guys did two?
Yeah, it's because I won.
No, we did one.
I was here for that one.
No, we did one when you weren't here.
Oh, okay.
We did one while you were away. We did two total. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
So we did one, you were here, and then we did another one when you weren't here. That Leaper one.
Douche.
Yeah, what a... No. Yeah, Leaper won.
Yeah, I did win. I'll win this time,
too. Oh, he's saying he's going to win already.
Throwing down the SmackDown.
No, the SmackDown will come later.
Speaking of SmackDown, I can watch that on my iPod Touch.
Congrats.
It's amazing. I watched that last night on my TV. All right. So, you guys want to get right into gaming news?
Let's do this!
Mm-hmm.
If I were to lay it on someone, who would that person be?
Scorpion.
All of us. Lay it on me.
Pretty sure that is Liu Kang.
All right, I'm going to lay it on Liu Kang. Here we go.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite. Whoa!
All right, first up in gaming news, Microsoft blocking Kinect sex games.
Oh.
That's not cool.
Microsoft said it would block software developer ThryXXX from releasing its newly revealed Kinect software on the Xbox 360 console. A video surfaced on YouTube earlier this week showing a demo of the software, which allows players to use hand gestures, voice commands, and objects to simulate sexual acts. ThryXXX, open since 2003, traditionally creates 3D animated interactive sex games for the PC.
Microsoft's a big boner kill.
Literally this time. Like, not just in the fact that all their stuff breaks and Steph has gone through so many mics, and I've never had a mic that works properly.
Yeah, the mics are
just lame. I don't get it.
I just don't understand.
Now, Microsoft says, Xbox is a family-friendly games and entertainment console and does not allow adults-only content to be certified for use on this platform and will not condone this type of game for Kinect.
Why?
It's family-friendly, man.
Your face is
Isn't the male adult part of the family?
Very true.
So if it's a family like system, why that mature games? Because that's not exactly family oriented.
No, because you can tell your kids not to play a mature game. You can't tell them not to play an adults only game. That That's just going to fall out of the sky and into their hands.
Yeah. If they play a violent game where they're killing everybody and, you know, revving chainsaws through people.
That's okay.
By God, if they touch one titty. Oh, no. We're in trouble now. That is wrong.
Maybe it's just the awkward factor. I mean, if your 9-year-old kid's sitting there playing a war game and he's like, yeah, I dominated you. You know, you're like, oh, whatever. But if you walk in and he has the Kinect sitting in front of him, the Kinect looking at him and he's thrusting, I think you're going to be very uncomfortable.
A 7-year-old boner. All right.
Look, deplorable.
All right, that's a clip.
Deplorable violence is okay, just as long as no one's having sex during it.
Did you say deplorable violence?
Violence. Wesley Wabbit.
Nuclear Wessels. All right, this next list is for Stefan and for the season, because I know Stefan likes these kind of levels. The top 10 snow worlds in video game history.
Yeah, yeah.
No Sidewinder. Sidewinder is not on the list.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
Fucking thing sucks.
Number 10 Dick. Is the Frozen Tundra from Little Big Planet.
Never played it.
No. Number 9 is Tall Trees from Red Dead Redemption, which isn't a level
Hells
per se.
Yeah.
But is a good area in Red Dead Redemption.
It is. Fucking scary bears around that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck those bears.
Those bears are bitches, dude. Yeah. Scared the shit out of me. I teleported there because Austin was there doing bear hunting or something. And, like, I'm just, like, looking around, and all of a sudden I turn the corner and there's a fucking bear in my face and he's mauling me. Only thing scarier than a bear, fucking cougar. Those things.
Oh, my God.
Scare the crap out of you. I was on a horse. I was on a horse. All right? I'm trotting and I run and jump over this little hill and it's just like a little divot. And this fucking cougar was there and he dominates my horse. I go flying off and the thing just dominates me. It's scary. I
went through a cutscene one time and ended up, you know, like right after the cutscene ended, I was outside the carriage and a cougar jumped at me right away.
Fuck those
I didn't
cougars.
Even really know where I was, but the cougar just dominated me.
No, scary.
Only scarier than a bear and a cougar, though, is a booger.
How about a deathclaw?
Lex Luger.
next care. On the list, number 8, Shadow Moses from Metal Gear Solid. Number 7 is Cliffhanger from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That was a good level. I like that. It was very snowy. You had to hide in the snow, you know.
I don't remember.
Is that like the campaign mode, right?
Yeah.
Where you're jumping, you gotta hook onto the ice with the ice pick.
Oh, yeah. When you're using the heartbeat sensors or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Number 6 is The Mountain from Ski Free. The nice. Game all the way back on, God, that must have been
MS-DOS. Yeah, and then, like,
game.
At the bottom, wouldn't, like, Bigfoot, like, attack you sometimes?
It's not even at the bottom. It was just randomly. It'd fucking jump out and be...
Well, next is Hoth from Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. After that is Surface from GoldenEye 007.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 3 is Heart of Ice from Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
I want to play that game.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah?
Well, buy a PS3.
Yeah, I get PS3. So.
Someday.
Borrow Austin's. He doesn't play.
I told my dad that I wouldn't mind if I got a PS3. They had a really freaking good deal on PS3s.
Yeah.
On Friday? Friday.
Friday.
Yeah,
they got
Friday.
A really good deal at Best Buy, too. You buy a PS3 and a TV, and you get, like, a bunch of money off.
Well, anyways. At Walmart and Amazon matched it. If you bought the $300 PS3, it was actually $298. The 160-gigabyte one, you got a $100 gift card to that store.
Jesus.
That's like getting a PS3 for $198. That's insanely
good.
That's
really good.
And especially because you factor in the Blu-ray player, that's like $100 itself.
Yeah,
you're getting a PS3 for like $98, like an actual gaming console. I told him about the deal, and I'm like, I wouldn't be too disappointed if you did that. I'm not saying I would be disappointed if you didn't. I'm just saying... If a PS3 showed up on, you know, I'd be like, okay, that's pretty cool. You know? I'm not going to argue with that.
So I can just see Steph like, what the fuck is this?
Well, I'm not like, dying for a PS3, but if
Stefan,
I got one, I'd probably be
Stefan
like, that's kind of cool.
Waking up at 5 in the morning in his PJs, running up the Christmas tree, sitting down, ripping open presents. He gets like a Atari Jaguar or something like that. Fuck this.
He gets a PS3. I thought you loved me, Dad. Throws it through the window.
Number 2 on this list is Snowman's Land from Mario 64.
Fuck that
place. I don't remember that.
Well, number 1 is Snowhead From Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Yeah, that'd be my number one snow place too.
I have a comment to make about Modern Warfare 2 in comparison to Black Ops. Don't you think Modern Warfare 2 is a much more like packed, full of stuff game? When you factor in like the all those like missions where you did like the co-op like sniper mission and all that kind of stuff, yeah. And you add in the they had something the snowmobile and all those like different like variety of modes. They had like a Gears of War Horde mode. They had like
that's true.
A sniper mode where you know you're in the snow and you're sniping people, and they had the snowmobile race.
Well, you got
tons of stuff.
You gotta remember, Black Ops is kind of their in-between game.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, Black Ops does have zombies, but zombies is just, like, one mode. You can get sick of zombies, whereas...
Well, what's gay is that there's, like, three levels, and one of them's died, like... Like, I like the arcade zombies, I think it's pretty fun, but, like, I think they need more zombie levels, like...
I know, and I'm not saying Black Ops is an inferior game, I'm just saying Modern... I've enjoyed Black Ops a ton. I think we've played it more than we've played Modern Warfare 2 so far.
We played it more than we played Halo, that's for sure.
But... Yeah.
Halo will come back, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It always has its way of finding its way back.
Mine's just collecting dust and, like, I'm waiting.
But anyways, it's just, I don't know. I just found that interesting. Like, Modern Warfare 2 had a lot more, like, stuff, I thought. But
Yeah.
Well, you gotta remember, too, it was a different company, because that was Activision, and then it was Treyarch.
I'm just saying, Treyarch.
They're both under Activision, aren't they?
No.
Because Infinity Ward was under Activision. Isn't Treyarch also under Activision?
They're different, different development, but they're under the same like producers or whatever, or publishers.
Yeah. It was Infinity Ward, but Infinity Ward...
Treyarch's
doing
them both now.
Yeah, Infinity Ward was pretty much scrapped, wasn't it?
Yeah. They got screwed. That's why a lot of people...
Treyarch.
You hear about the boycott? People want to, like, people are thinking about, like, they want to boycott
People boycott
Black Ops.
Everything.
Well, they want to do it because of how terribly they treated Infinity
Just this
War.
Morning, I boycotted, like, four things. I boycotted waking up. I boycotted taking a shower.
I boycotted black people.
I boycotted talking to you guys.
Well, see, Game Informer, I was reading Game Informer, they made a good point. They're like, you know, there's no reason to punish the company for it because it's not really their fault, like... If you really want to punish, I mean, just stop buying the crappy games they make.
Exactly. Anyway, speaking of Call of Duty, I have a list of some of the fixes they did for the Call of Duty Black Ops.
Fucking A.
I know.
That package out.
We'll get to that, all right?
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Gonna need to take in a big breath for this.
Yeah.
Like how you tried to say that with
mouthful
your mouth.
Of pop.
Mouthful of dicks.
Yeah. That too. Popping dicks.
You make this sound.
I like to mix my Diet Pepsi with dicks.
Oh, wow.
That's another one.
Wow.
All right. Call of Duty Black Ops patch. New features. Over 400 brand new contracts, practice dummies in AI bots and local split screen, new dolly cam, and load multiplayer by default option for PS3. Here's things they fixed. Resolve several issues with parties getting disbanded unexpectedly, which I've still had that happen to me, getting disbanded.
It's not as bad, though, as I remember.
Yeah, I think I still had it the same amount, but maybe I'll see differently later. Additional measures to prevent transmission error and other disconnects. Updated handling for UPnP-enabled routers. Addressed an issue with VoIP icons. Prevented an exploit that allowed players to keep custom classes and killstreaks after prestige. Addressed an issue with Flak Jacket Pro, would not always protect against ground fires left by napalm strikes. I've experienced that on a couple occasions. Sometimes you can dive through the fire, and other times you just burn with Flak Jacket Pro. Prevention of users from losing their killstreak reward when switching classes at the start of a new round. Addressed an issue where incorrect perks would appear. Added round start explosive delay to the China Lake. Contracts will now reset when the player prestiges. Prevention of Valkyrie rockets from exploding upon release. Prevention of gunship and chopper gunners failing to give player full control.
That Valkyrie rocket thing happened to me once.
Oh, really?
It sucks. It happened to Dan in the same game.
That sucks.
As soon as you launch the Valkyrie rocket, it just explodes and you die. There's no way of doing anything.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
I just thought it was like a glitch or maybe I hit like a ceiling. So I stood in a wide open area and I thought I was just doing it wrong, but it wasn't. It was broken.
I just poked someone's foot. Who was that?
Probably me.
Probably you. Prevention of an issue where players would get teleported outside the map, and additional security measures to enhance the banhammer. There's also some game tweaks, like limiting the ability to re-roll supply drops using Hardline Pro to care packages only. Your thoughts, Stefan?
That sucks. I don't know. I enjoyed that a lot. It was a lot of fun.
It was really fun because it would just be, you can get it random.
Why get rid of that? Like my thing is, well, like, if everyone else can do it, if anyone else has the ability to do it, then it's really not that unfair.
Well, people just complain about the fairness. Because it's you have the ability, but it's random, you know? And so people, I can think of a couple people right off the bat, get in a game, they re-roll and get a spy plane, someone else re-rolls and get attack dog, and they're like, that's not fair.
But randomness.
It's just because, you know, people are bitching to bit. Like, they had to blame something else because they suck at the game. Like, we lost not because we suck, but because these guys got a better package.
I think they have an actual thing they're bitching about. I just don't think it's worth bitching about. They're not bitching just to bitch. They actually have a subject. But
I can see why
really
they took
worth
it out.
It, you know?
Because maybe too, Treyarch didn't intend for that to happen to begin with. Maybe they didn't want you to, but somehow the fact that it comes in a package makes it able to be switched. That's, I don't know. But it does suck that they took it out. I don't know. I've gotten up to a high kill streak, so.
Yeah.
It's not impossible to get up to those, but it's just, I don't know. It's so much more fun when you, like, get to drop three packages and go, fucking gunship, yeah! than having to, like, you know, camp in an area just so you can get up to 11 or 12 kills.
Yeah. All right, some other game tweaks. Added a negative influencer to spawn points so you don't spawn next to enemies. Additional sound mixing for Ninja Pro users. Increases range and volume of enemy footsteps. Increased headshot multipliers for sniper rifles. Subtle increase in sniper rifle accuracy. Did I say sniper rifle?
Snapple.
Sound Snapple. Like Snapple. Yeah. Added render delay to the red diamond player indicators that appear when controlling the gunship. And additional minor reductions in knife lunge, which I haven't noticed. people still snipe me with their knives.
I got Stephen good once with a knife.
Yeah, like 10, 50 fucking feet away. He's like across the level. Like a Ninja Gaiden or something.
Next up, Square Enix reduces earnings by 91%.
Oh, wow.
On the verge of bankruptcy, apparently.
Well, what games do they fucking make that are good?
Final Fantasy.
I heard the last one
sucked. And
they've
blown.
Balls.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Their cash cow is Final Fantasy. I swear to God, after 10, they were shit. People say 11 was good. It was an MMO, so I don't really know. People say 12 was good. I didn't like 12. 10-2 was an abortion. That's all I'm going to say. It should have been thrown in a dumpster. I still have it, I think. Ooh, we should make a video of me crying.
or burning it or smashing
13
it.
13 apparently wasn't that good. And Final Fantasy 14 is just fucking awful. So, yeah. That's why Square Enix is...
Goodbye to them.
They should just go back to Squaresoft.
They really should.
Go back to actually making good Final Fantasies.
Good
I still
RPGs.
Haven't beaten 9. I mean, I have beaten 9, but I was going to try and beat it again. And then I stopped because Tyler and I were going to play because it actually has 2-player. Mm-hmm. And we never did. So, Tyler, if you're listening, we are playing when you show up. Next up, Nintendo Wii ranked most energy-efficient game system. Now, it's not just by a little bit. Here's the averages here. The Wii used 13.7 watts. The PlayStation 3 averaged an 84.8 steak grilling watts.
Wow.
Has everyone seen that video of someone grilling a steak on a PS3?
Yeah.
No. I've heard about it, though. No.
And the Xbox 360 averages a red-ringing 87.9 watts.
Jeez.
Well, no shit.
13.7 watts compared to 84.8 and 87.9. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know what pissed me off earlier? So, Kelly has a big screen TV. I was playing my Xbox on it, and Carson plays his Wii on it all the time.
Yeah.
Kelly comes downstairs, Tyler, you know the rules. You're not supposed to play video games on this TV. Like, what?
Really?
Carson, like, what are you talking about? Carson plays the Wii on here all the time. He's like, well, yeah. I'm like,
why
the difference?
Not allowed to play video games
He's
on
like,
TV?
Well, Carson's my son. you're just my son by law.
That's what I mean. I was like, God damn, all right.
Well, wait, why? Why can't you play video games on the TV?
Because he thinks I'm going to burn the...
My dad used to not want me playing games on our TV.
My dad
there hasn't been burning issues in TVs since, like, the early 90s.
Exactly. And, no, it's just retarded because Carson, like, the Wii is always hooked up to that TV. And, you know, I moved my Xbox out there and start playing on it one time. This person I've ever played on that TV. He's like, Tyler, you know your rules about playing video games on that TV.
And that's the one
like, what the
downstairs?
Yeah.
Basement.
Yeah.
Is he retarded?
Is it a tube TV?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's HD, like
flat screen. Yeah. Badass.
Probably an LCD or a plasma.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing's burning into that.
Yeah.
Tell Kelly he's retarded for me.
Yeah, I'll get right on that so I can have my balls removed and shoved down my throat.
I don't think Kelly could do that.
I'll tell Kelly that because I ran from him that one time in the park. So, so I know I can make it away from him. He's little, too. I can see him coming from a while away. All right. 10 most memorable moments in gaming this year. First up, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword disastrous E3 showing. Next up is Dancing Like an Idiot on the Kinect.
Oh, my God.
Followed by the awesomeness that is Kevin Butler.
Yeah,
he's a PS3 spokesman.
Butler.
The commercials. Yeah, he's hilarious. I love Kevin Butler. Halo Reach release. PSP2 leaks.
Ooh.
Leaks water. No, it doesn't leak water. 3DS announcement. Black Ops sells 8.4 million units in the first month. Surprise announcements at the video game awards like Uncharted 3, Mass Effect 3, and Elder Scrolls 5.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2 at the PS3, and Valve at Sony's E3 press conference. I have a little infographic here that I just want to mention. In 2011, according to IGN, there is 2 worthwhile games coming out between July and September. Or no, June and September. Shadow of the Damned and Warhammer 40K Space Marine. Which, by comparison, between January and April, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games worth buying.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. That is Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
There's not that many between October and 2012. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... And they don't have Duke Nukem Forever on here.
Wow.
It's probably another sign that it's not coming. I'm serious. If Duke Nukem Forever comes out, I'll probably get it.
I will get it.
One, just for the fact that I like Duke Nukem. Two, that actually might be that like fun and wacky shooter that we've been waiting for. You know, like GoldenEye-esque?
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever could do that.
Watch it. If it comes out, and oh, no, like, yeah.
You're sitting there taking your cock out and peeing, and that's like part of the game. That's awesome. I'm just going to say that right now.
Shake it, baby.
Jesus Christ, Leaper. Hold still. God.
I'm like someone's getting railed. You know what I mean?
Sounds just like a squeaky bed.
Yeah, what's up?
You always get the squeaky chair.
Not my fault.
We should give him
it kind of is. You always have to move around in it.
We should give him a straitjacket.
That's not going to help me.
Sleeper, shaking your head doesn't translate well on air.
It's not my fault.
All right, so that's all I've got for gaming news. You guys ready for some trivia?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You're not ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Just remember, Matt.
I know. You gave me the beef stick.
Oh, that's not the only beef stick I'll give you.
All right, let's do some trivia.
Get ready to think hard, because it's time for some video game trivia.
Trivia.
No, I want it.
You just going to talk over the drop there? Is that what we're going to do?
Leaper,
who barely talks during the podcast in the first place, you might forget he's even part of the show. We'll talk in front of the drop.
So that way you can get noticed.
Drop.
Drop.
Drop. I guess we're working our way around. Stefan, go.
No.
Party pooper.
Come on.
Don't be an asshole.
Tyler, are you ready for some trivia? We're going to start with you.
Okay.
Because we usually start with Stefan staring at me. So, Tyler, first question.
Jesus. God.
That was a good time to make that face towards me. People are missing out. This is an audio medium.
God, we need to get a video camera in here.
I know. We say that, but it's...
probably never happened.
Who knows when it'll ever happen. Okay, Tyler. First up, Leaper's like crying.
A lot of people cry on this podcast, apparently.
Look, we don't hold our emotions back, okay?
Tyler. First question is from Kirby Superstar.
Okay.
How many levels are there in Kirby Superstar? 8, 10, 5, or 12?
8.
Oh, don't want my soundboard up. I am so unprepared.
Son of a bitch.
That's a bing. Leaper.
What's up?
In which level in Kirby Superstar can Kirby not copy abilities? Revenge of the Meta Knight, Dynablade, Milky Way Wishes, or the Great Cave Offenses?
Great Cave Offenses.
Milky Way Wishes.
Ding. Sweet. Stefan got it. All right, Stefan.
Bala.
In God of War 2.
Shit.
What does Kratos use to destroy the Colossus? The Blade of Olympus, the Blade of Athena, the Blade of Chaos, or the Blade of Zeus?
I'm going to go with... Man, what's his blades called? Well, I don't know. Fucking Blades of Olympus.
Bing! Okay. That's a bing. Stefan's up. He's got 2 points. Tyler. Who is the final boss in God of War 2? Zeus, Hades, Athena, or Poseidon?
Zeus.
There we go. Tyler and Stefan are neck and neck. Leaper, on the other hand, doesn't have any points.
He's too busy playing with his fucking iPod.
I know, God.
It's an iPod Touch.
Sorry.
Leaper's got the attention span of like a 2-year-old girl.
What's How up? Do you know what that is?
What
Come
do
on,
you
baby.
Do?
Just eat the lollipop. No. You can watch TV later.
Stefan, it's best to keep it mysterious.
Okay.
Leaper, which of these is not a weapon in GoldenEye 007? The RCP-90, the military laser, the AR-33 assault rifle, or the Black Hawk Magnum?
Black Hawk Magnum.
Ding! See, look at that. You guys are blowing through this. And blowing each other.
Giggity. What's up?
Stefan, in GoldenEye 007, which one of these enemies do you have to kill 3 times? Jaws, Baron Samedi, Longshot, or Natalia?
Shit. What was the...
Jaws, Baron Samedi?
What is that?
I'm sorry, I broke my own semi-rule.
Told you, no vibrators.
That was my phone.
Sure.
Well, I'll just put this on silent here.
Jeez. You think you know a guy.
Alright, so the question was, in GoldenEye 007, which one of these enemies do you have to kill 3 times? Jaws, Baron Samedi, Longshot, or Natalia? So, Jaws, Baron, Long, or Natalia?
I'm going to go with Natalia, because I don't remember any of the other three being in there. Son of a shit.
Tyler?
Jaws?
Leaper.
Baron Samedi.
Ding. Who the fuck is Baron Samedi?
It's the guy with the hat.
Oh, thanks.
That's odd job.
Okay.
That's 2 apiece now.
You're talking about like the colonel or the army guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tyler. Which of the following is the final level in GoldenEye 007? Egyptian, Cradle, Aztec, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Leaper.
Cradle.
Oh, yeah, there's extra levels. What are the options?
Egyptian, Cradle, Aztec, or...
Aztec. Oh. What the fuck?
It is Egyptian.
Egyptian.
I got it.
No, you didn't get it. I don't remember an Egyptian shit. I know I never got to play the extra levels because something got fucked up. But I knew there was a level called Aztec. That's why I guessed that.
All right. Let's see. Now it's Leaper, right?
Yeah.
I'll start with Tyler. How many killstreaks in Call of Duty Black Ops have the exact same name as in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? 2, 3, 4, or 1?
3.
It's not for you.
Oh, I thought you said Tyler.
No, I said I started with Tyler.
2.
What are the options again?
2, 3, 4, or 1?
I'm going to go with 4.
Ding!
Yeah.
4. Those would be Care Package, Sentry Gun, Attack Helicopter,
and Chopper Gunner.
And Chopper Gunner.
What's up?
Which I misspelled as Copper Gunner.
What was Spy Plane in the...
UAV.
UAV. Okay.
All right, cool. And this one is for Stefan. In Call of Duty Black Ops, at an 11-kill streak, you can have 1 of 2 abilities. One is piloting a gunship, the other one
Attack Ducks.
I had a joke in this one, but you ruined it.
Oh,
That's why I you know, if you remember the first trivia, I asked if you guys could wait until I read things.
What's the joke? We'll rewind.
Nope, no, it doesn't
work.
We'll
just edit.
Nope.
We'll edit.
I don't edit
post
shit.
Post edit. All right, let's edit it. Reread the question.
Oh, you see, but the problem is now it wasn't a carpet bombing joke here. It was like a bottle rocket, you know. It was supposed to be a giggle. Now it's okay, Stefan. In Call of Duty Black Ops, at an 11 kill streak, you can have one of two abilities. One is piloting a gunship. The other
attack
one
dog.
Is
shit. Let's try it again. One more time. I got this.
The joke was I threw attack tigers in there.
Oh, right? Nice. That would have been sweet.
I know. I figured you would laugh because you would have pictured tigers running around the map. Jesus Christ.
Attack tigers.
How do you laugh with, like, how do you laugh and cough every time you laugh?
I don't know.
He almost dies. Let's just put it that way.
I'm crying.
Laughter kills him.
Lack of oxygen.
God.
I'm tearing up. Okay, come on. That was pretty fucking funny.
It was. But the whole thing, like, if someone listens to it, it's just going to be you going... So it's like not funny to anyone else.
You can fix it in post.
I don't want to fix it in post. Tyler, in Animal Crossing, what is the name of the owl that runs the museum? Is his name Hooter, Nook, Blathers, or Pete?
The Blathers.
Ding. You all right?
I never played that game.
See, this is an example why when you don't know some, you can totally get them right. Some are just, you know, common sense. That one wasn't, but some are. All right, Leaper. True or false? Will Tom Nook accept old cans and shoes you find while fishing in Animal Crossing?
False.
Ding!
It is false.
Would I have gotten a chance on that?
No, you would not have.
Phone a friend. Can you make that 50-50 for me, please?
50-50, make it just... is it false? Alright, Stefan. True or false? In the Castlevania series, Sonya Belmont was the first known Belmont to fight Dracula. Got a 50-50 shot here.
Ooh, pick me.
True.
It is true. She was the first known Belmont to fight Dracula. Tyler, true or false? The main character in Castlevania Circle of the Moon, Nathan Graves, was part of the Belmont clan.
True. I would be the only one that gets a fucking true or false wrong.
I believe it's false.
Fuck you.
You know so
All right,
much.
Leaper gets the lob ball here, so.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
In which European country did the Castlevania saga take place with the exception of Bloodlines? Hungary, Romania, Poland, or England?
Romania.
Ding!
Yep, it is Romania. So the score currently is Stefan 5, Leaper 4, Tyler 3.
See if we get my jerky.
We're on question 15 here. Stefan, are you okay?
Yeah.
In Dead Rising, what is the name of the clown in Wonderland Plaza? Fuck that Jason, clown. Adam, Chris, or Andrew?
Fuck that clown.
Fuck that clown is not an answer.
He has chainsaws and he comes after you.
I'll just go with Jason. Son of a bitch.
Tyler?
What were the names again?
Jason, Adam, Chris, or Andrew?
Adam?
Bing!
Damn it. That's a bing. Tyler's up to 4. Ooh, this one's coming down to the wire. Now, you can tie the leader if you can get this question right. What is the name of the psychopath with the machete in the department store in Dead Rising? Cliff, Dale, Harvey, or Jack? Wait, you just
look at me.
Oh, yeah. Jesus! Yes, you.
Don't look at me. You look at the fire.
Leaper, you got an answer?
Cliff.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Ding. I'm sorry, I heard clip.
All right. It's currently Tyler 4, Leaper 5, Stefan 5. All right. Leaper.
What up?
What is the name of the criminal group you can join in both Morrowind and Oblivion? The Brotherhood of Steel, Morag Tong, Thieves Guild, or Dark Brotherhood?
Thieves Guild.
Ding.
Damn it.
Leaper pulls ahead.
Oh, fuck you.
Stefan. What is the second Elder Scrolls game called? Doomrock, Battlespire, Elsweyr, or Daggerfall?
Motherfuckers. Can you repeat those?
Doomrock, Battlespire, Elsweyr, Daggerfall.
I'm gonna go with Elsweyr. Son of a shit.
Tyler?
Daggerfall?
Damn it!
It is Daggerfall.
Fuck.
All right, Tyler.
I'm sorry, did you say Naggerfall?
Which of the following people naggers. Doesn't carry an unobtainable weapon in Fallout 3? Butch, Agatha, Fox, or Smilin' Jack?
Doesn't carry?
Doesn't carry an unobtainable, unique weapon.
Agatha?
Ding!
He's right.
Fucker.
Ty's Leaper. It's now 6-6-5. Stefan has 5.
Okay.
Leaper. Leaper, which caravan merchant in Fallout 3 specializes in weapons and ammunition? Lucky Harith, Crow, Crazy Wolfgang, or Doc Hoff?
Crow.
Stefan.
What are the choices?
Lucky Harith, Crow, Crazy Wolfgang, or Doc Hoff?
I'm going to go with Doc Hoff. How the fuck would I say Doc Hoff? That's retarded.
Tyler.
It's like a doctor.
All right, one more time with the names.
Lucky Harith, Crow, Crazy Wolfgang, Doc Hoff.
Lucky Harith?
Bing!
Son of a
that
shit.
That is a bing. Tyler has 7. So this question has to be missed twice to go to Leaper, so Leaper could tie it up. Or else Tyler finally wins something. Tyler, you realize we're on the verge of you finally winning something.
It'll fuck up in the end.
I hope it does.
It's like,
so
it's like the last 30 seconds of Sticks and Stones, and Steph is just going to hatchet me.
It would be hilarious if he hatcheted you right now.
I don't hatchet people.
Fuck you.
That's not me. That's somebody else.
All right, Stefan. What don't armor does the Brotherhood of Steel wear in Fallout 3? T-45D power armor, advanced power armor, T-51B power armor, or advanced power armor Mark II?
Advanced power armor Mark II.
Tyler?
One more time.
Jesus Christ. T-45D power armor, advanced power armor, T-51B power armor, or advanced power armor Mark II?
T-45D.
Power armor? T-45D. Is that your final answer, T-45D?
Yeah.
You can change it anytime.
No.
No? You sure?
Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah.
You think you're going to win something finally?
He's obviously right.
Yeah.
Yay! Thanks for ruining the suspense, Stefan.
Sorry. Big ruiner tonight.
Just ruin everything tonight. Tyler!
Let's do it again.
Finally win something. No.
You can edit it.
Tyler with a score of 8. Leaper has a score of 6. Stefan with a score of 5.
Sounds about right. I'm a loser. Oh, I'm there. I don't know my trivia. I'm not even a gamer.
So, Leaper, you're going to get this. And, Stefan, this one's for you this time.
You have AIDS. I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS. You got the AIDS.
It's odd because my doctor told me the same thing this morning.
You don't go to the doctor.
Never.
Look, the free clinic doesn't count.
Yeah, why is that supposed to be? If you had AIDS or not.
This is kind of monumental. I think we're just kind of blowing over the fact that Tyler won something.
I let him win.
He's been on the verge a lot, but he won. The little engine that could finally did.
Yay! I won! Yay!
Well, he did bribe you with beef jerky, so I'm not surprised.
He did bribe me with beef jerky.
I'm not surprised.
It would be the first time I, like,
yeah, you're trying to bribe him and you win. Hey.
I have never once said that I do not succumb to bribes.
That's what she said.
I don't know.
Extra emphasis on the cum. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, not at all.
All right, so that'll do it for trivia. Are you guys ready for some news?
Trivia.
More trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trivia.
Which of these weapons is not a weapon? GoldenEye 007. Poseidon, Milky Way Wishes, 8, or Cradle?
All the above.
Go with
Milky Way Wishes.
Lemmy Winks?
Yep.
Lemmy Winks.
Final answer, Regis.
Ding!
Yes!
All right.
$1 million.
Tyler, I'm
going
to have to take your title away from you and give it to Stefan.
I'd be pissed.
All right, guys, let's do some news.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right. First up, Time's 2010 Person of the Year is
me.
Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook founder.
Oh.
Thoughts?
Good for him, I guess.
I enjoyed him in that one movie.
Did you?
Many times.
What about that? What about the other movie?
Nah, not so good.
Yeah, no.
But the third movie.
Yeah.
That's the one you gotta watch.
Yeah, you guys aren't funny.
You're not funny.
At least they don't ruin jokes.
Yeah.
Man. Asshole.
At least they attack. You destroy.
We only try to create.
No comment.
Whoa. Roughly perspective.
Whoa, just have it again.
I'm working my way around the table. You're next, Tyler.
No.
Not sure how I feel about that.
All right, you guys know when the world's going to end?
2012.
Tomorrow.
No?
About when the sun burns out, which is about like 50-something thousand years.
When Duke Nukem Forever finally comes out.
Duke Nukem finally
That's
comes
when
out.
It's ending.
Apparently, Judgment Day is... It has a specific day here. May 21st, 2011.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Oh, shit. That doesn't give us much time to play Mortal
Wait,
Kombat.
Wait, that's
now.
2 days no, before no. my birthday.
Oh.
That sucks.
What the fuck?
Good. Fucker.
It's also 2 days before my child's supposed to be born. So I kind of really hope that
yeah, dodge
Obviously
that bullet.
The devil's child. So I think there's
funny.
A sign here.
I hate you guys.
Dodge that bullet. That's hilarious. Oh, don't worry. The world's going to end.
Somebody's prayers were answered. High five, Tyler.
I'll give you a high five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from you.
No, that's not from me. You just like
burn that hand.
Rape high fived me.
Rape high fived you. I didn't
yeah.
even touch you.
You said yeah.
Might
you
have
like.
Touched you.
Whoa, God. That was like my knee. You touched All right. else's like foot. That
Bridgeton
was my knee.
Billboard. World will end in May 2011.
Why?
Because he says it will. This is the same guy that predicted the world would end in
1994.
Oh. So, I really good track record.
So, guys, no, I'm serious this time. Serious.
But he has a website called familyradio.com where you can go on and hear about him telling us how the world's going to end. And he's putting up billboards in New Jersey.
And it's called Look, Family Radio?
It's like a tampon for a hamster.
What the fuck? They'll fucking throw dirty tampons at me.
All right. Next is from thesmokingjacket.com. 7 insane black markets you won't believe exist.
Children.
Because they're black?
Why would something black not exist?
I don't know. You what? Tell me, Matt.
What's your deal tonight?
I'm not.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, wow.
Jeez,
My
Matt.
Deal.
Jeez.
I'm not even going to edit out what you said earlier.
That's right.
We're going to lose so many viewers or listeners because we don't really have any viewers.
It was with an A-S, like, what's up, you know, positive.
Look at it.
All right, first black market you wouldn't believe exists. There's a black market for teeth whitener.
Why? Like fluoride?
Just dip
Just
your teeth in
different
bleach.
Different teeth whiteners.
Whiteners.
Well, you know, black market's not like, you know, when a store says we sell, like, comic books, they don't just sell Superman, you know? Oh, they sell a bunch of different. So it's just all teeth whiteners. There's
they
a black market.
They also sell guns and condoms.
I have seen condoms at a comic book store.
Were they like superhero themed? That'd be sweet.
Were they all dusty because they?
Yeah,
used?
Sales sales were very high though.
I would need one called the Flash. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The Superman one is bulletproof.
I need one to be the Incredible Hulk.
I like that. It's a lie.
Mine would be called Hawkeye.
Mine would be the Joker.
This would be what? The Hobbit?
Hawkeye.
No. Oh,
okay. Mine would be the Joker.
Because it makes people laugh?
Exactly.
Mine would be Saber.
Or because it puts a smile on their face.
No, they need to make a condom that looks like a lightsaber.
It like glows in the dark. Makes it sound, too. I bet they have glow-in-the-dark.
They
dark
do have glow-in-the-dark
ones. I would
ones.
Assume, yeah.
All right, number two. There was a black market for Japan airline stewardess uniforms. Your thoughts?
Why would you want that?
Awesome.
I can roleplay, dude. Or fake being an airplane stewardess.
Or
I don't know why.
Fucking airplane.
You ever seen
stewardess?
The movie Blow?
Nope.
It's a good movie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fate Leaper, I have a goldfish. I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about shit. That didn't matter.
What?
Oh, yes. Old jokes. Mm-hmm. Number three.
Damn right.
There was a black market for raw almonds.
Nice. Why not? I mean, why not?
Number four, Tyler, you know this one. Four, there is a black market for bull semen.
Oh, I know that.
Of course.
I actually started that.
Number five, there is a black market for holy water.
Okay.
Number six, now this one I'm sure we kind of know a little bit about. There is a black market for video game scores, like achievements and stuff like that.
No.
Gotcha.
No.
So, you know, like when people sell their 50 in Halo.
It doesn't exist.
Or 85 and
the
wow.
Cake is a lie.
Wow.
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 And number seven, there was a black market for sugar.
She puts that sugar on my tongue.
Put some sugar on me.
In the name of love.
Did we do three different songs there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just juxtapose them together.
Yep.
Make one big song.
Yep. That's the power of love.
It will sell it on the black market.
All right, guys. Next story is a horrible story. I had to choose between two different horrible stories. I chose this one instead of the other one that had to do with a family pet. German man castrates teenage daughter's 57-year-old boyfriend.
Fuck yeah.
Well, he should have.
This guy's first name is Helmut. Helmut Seifert. An ethnic German originally from Russia was enraged when he heard his 17-year-old daughter was having a relationship with a 57-year-old man.
Holy shit, he's 57?
Yeah.
And this guy cut his dick off.
Uh-huh.
Like he was using it anyways.
Did he at least put it in the freezer for his own use?
No.
Oh.
He didn't cut it. Actually,
well, there's
no
positive spin on here.
It was not the penis, it was the testicles.
That was castration. Shit.
Yeah. That's
well,
why
I guess that's not too bad. Now he can fuck without having to worry about having a kid.
He went to the town of Bielefeld, where he lives, but officers said they were powerless to intervene. The man then recruited two work colleagues at his factory, went to the house of the victim. The man was forced to remove his trousers, and, fully conscious, was castrated. The severed testicles were taken away by the perpetrator.
That guy got your balls, dude.
Hey. He took his balls and ran off. Whose feet
they
was that
got
again?
You're not dating Simmer anymore.
Fuck her, dude.
Yeah, one of your girlfriends wanted to tear your legs off.
What, did you not hear about that? His German girlfriend's dad, who was fucking insane, tried to fight Leaper.
Tried to fight Leaper?
Yeah. And she was Bosnian, but I went there one night after sneaking her out.
He says that like it's an important detail.
She's actually Bosnian, so
and
not German, she's not a Nazi.
I had a ladder to sneak her back up to her room.
You had a ladder?
Yeah, I had a ladder.
Just carry a ladder? Is this fucking
Dawson? He actually hits the dad with the ladder, so listen.
Yeah, so the dad's sitting there waiting.
Why don't you just finish every story?
And I'm pretty sure I've already told y'all, but he's sitting there waiting.
I have not heard this
story.
And
he comes, but and someone's just like, go, go. And I'm like, are you sure? Because, like, he's yelling at me out the window. I'm like, are you sure? You're going to be, yeah, just go. So I turn around. I start walking back to my car. I hear their garage door opener, and he fucking comes running after me with, like, one of those little baseball bats, like, bar people keep underneath. He runs after me. And so I got this ladder in my hand, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to run away and let him hit me in the back of the head. So I turn around, and it's like a fucking, like, I got a shield in front of me, and I keep blocking him. And finally, he, like, reaches around the ladder and hits me in the back of the leg. And at that same time, I moved the ladder up like this, and I popped him in the mouth with a rung. And after that, I guess he didn't want anymore, so he, like, started walking away, and he cussing at me in fucking Bosnian or whatever they speak. And he's like, he's like, if you come back, I'll kill you. I was like, okay.
Jesus Christ. Who the hell cares that much? Like, honestly. How old were you?
18.
How old was she? I guess it's more
same
important.
Age.
17.
13. Rape. You fucking rapist. I will fucking,
God damn it, Leaper. I will not have
you.
Those kind of people on my show.
Slap the shit out of you.
Get out of here.
That is statutory rape, and I don't like it.
I don't think they even had sex, so it's not
we
rape.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right.
Speaking of Bosnian girls, there was a Bosnian girl I used to work with, and you know we could have dated, and now she's a model, and I have no chance.
That's unfortunate.
Don't you just hate when life bites you in the ass?
Yeah, I probably didn't have a chance in the first
better
place.
Better than when it fucks in the ass.
Ooh.
I kind of enjoy it.
You would enjoy it.
All right, guys, final story, which is to offset that horrible story with an awesome one.
It's
have you guys
about
heard
me.
About... What?
So this is about me.
No,
wait,
so awesome.
A 57-year-old was fucking a 17-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Jesus Christ.
But now, remember, this is in Europe where strange things happen.
That dude had game.
he's a pimp.
Or the daughter was just really ugly.
It's true. Maybe
she's
the guy.
Do they have a picture?
Maybe they're both really freaking ugly.
Maybe.
And in that case, just let it happen.
Or maybe it was like, look, babe, the world's going to end in May or March or whatever we decided. We need to get this done.
It was May.
Let's do it.
I forgot what day it was. May something.
Yeah.
All right. Have you guys heard about that shark that's been killing people in Egypt?
Yep.
That like he's just running around in Egypt?
He is.
Yeah,
no, it's like freaking Jaws around
here. Yeah.
One person in Egypt said he must have been sent by Israel. Anyway.
Sent by Israel. Yeah. Like they just release this
a
monster
killer shark
that they've been training.
So this man, Dragon Stevich, his name is Dragon.
That's a sweet name.
I'm gonna
name my kid that.
He was a drunken Serbian tourist. Now, he was jumping off a high dive into the water. This man Goomba stomped the shark and killed it.
That shark that was
that
killing
same
everybody?
Shark.
What the hell, dude? Was it intentional? That's
it was
sweet.
Not intentional, but he jumped awesome. Into the water, and everyone was like, he didn't make as much of a splash as we thought he would. And he said he felt something move, and, you know, he got out of the water as fast as he could, because when you think something's down there, you get the hell out of the water. A little bit later, the dead shark washed up on sea.
That's awesome.
And they played it off like I knew what was going on
the entire time. It had, you know, the stomp damage on the top of its head, and
nice.
It was. They confirmed that it was the same shark that's been, you know, terrorizing the beach. So this man essentially just goomba stomped this shark to death.
It's better than the actual ending of Jaws.
With the explosion?
Yeah. Goomba stomp? I think so.
They just put a goomba stomp Jaws in the end. That would've been fantastic. So that's why I had to balance that horrible story with a goomba stomp.
Goomba.
Goomba.
Goomba. So I guess instead of punching a shark in the face, just goomba stomp it.
A chick or a shark?
Either or.
On this website, geekology.com, it has some really weird tags for this. The tags are badass, bigger than I expected. Damn.
I was about to say, if that was... That's like a new name for like a sexual move. Like after you're done fucking her, you just stomp on her head. The Goomba stuff. Or it's called Goomba for short.
Another one is dig a fire pit and let's roast that thing.
Oh, God.
Drinking pays off after all. Good form, good job, hero, holy smokes, I give it a 9. Jaws, killing things, my hero, real life, sharks, swimming, whoopsie daisy, and wow.
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 Wow. Mom. Wow, upside down. Yes, you know. And wow is wow backwards.
Yeah, you're right.
Basic. It's like race car.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like subpar backwards is rap bus.
That's right, it is.
And my last name backwards is Sweat.
Indeed.
Congratulations. I thought your last name backwards would be like, let's see, Simut, because it was Tombs.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Way back in middle school football.
The last that was like the dumbest nickname
ever. Tyler Tombs.
I remember that day, everyone was like, is your last name Tombs? I'm like, no, it's Twos. They're like, Tyler Tombs is one of the most, what was it?
One of the most stupid?
No.
Great?
Improved.
Fantastic.
Improved
players. Tombs.
Yeah, fucking Tombs. Like, to this day, I don't know if it was because it was his nickname or if he just couldn't get my fucking name right because he was a moron. Like.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this one?
It's like the math teacher with Matt's name, Runji.
Oh, Jesus
Every
Christ.
Day.
Hey, Matt, you remember this? Oh, my ribs.
Yeah, I do. God, that was old. That kid grabbed his wrist. He's like, my ribs.
Zach, wasn't it?
Yeah, the same kid that would wear, he would wear jeans under his football shorts because he didn't want everyone to see his boxers. And so he'd wear jeans and the football pants. That had to be the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I remember in wrestling, I'd wear boxers under my singlet, but that's more normal.
I wore a thong, but
because like they were white pants. So if you're wearing like, you know, like red boxers or something, you can kind of see them. But you could see it was like transparent with like jeans. It almost looked like he was running around with jeans,
like really tight jeans.
It was weird. Anyways, before we get off the too much of a tangent here, we're gonna end this podcast. But before we do, I have a decree to all the fans of the podcast. See, next week is gonna be a compilation episode where it's just some of our favorite things. So we will not have a live episode next week. We'll be back. We'll be back in 2011. Anyway, I want each fan of the show, if you can, if you have no friends, that's okay. We'll be your friends. But I would like you to tell at least one friend about the show. All right, so we could, you know, somehow get our way to $1,000.
Sweet.
In a week. Not total. If it was 1,000 downloads total, that would suck.
Yeah.
It'd be like 50 downloads a week.
Poopy.
Poppycock.
Quite. All right.
Indeed.
So,
indubitably.
For Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.
Swanson's a faggot.